I'm Martin Anderson down in Studio B. Live Studio B sessions are made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. And we have another band from Ireland who has been here before, like Teda, and they are here again. It's I Draw Slow, and they're live on WNCW.
The cold, we climb the hill at Bernadillo. Oh, love, don't you know that in the rain and the snow you're alone? Oh, love, don't you know that in the rain and the snow, in the rain and the snow, in the rain and the snow, in the rain and the snow. No day and night, no wrong or right, up in the air, I'd better go soar. Oh, bird of prey, oh, feet of clay, a sexy old nail in the air, no. Oh, cold river flow in the lands where I go, all my hands and my soul wash away. Maria, turn your face to the sun. Oh, my Maria, oh, if you knew what I'd done. Oh, if you knew what I'd done. Cannot say this price that I paid. Love died away, oh hunger, oh pain. Words cannot say this price that I paid. In the dirt and the cold, will I always be alone? Will I always be alone? Will I always be alone? In the rain and the snow, in the rain and the snow, in the dirt. Maria.
That is a song called Maria from I Draw Slow, a tune that starts off their wonderful new release, Turn Your Face to the Sun, and what nice harmonies on that one. It's as if the two singers are siblings or something, you know, that sibling harmony that just can't be replicated.
That's not true and you can't prove it.
Okay. There they are. That's Dave Holden, who, through crazy synchronicity, has the same last name as the lead singer, Louise Holden.
Everyone in Ireland is Holdens. There's no other name.
Well, you got your O Holdens and your Mac Holdens.
And your knee Holdens, yeah.
Hey, this fine quintet is back here in Spindale on a nice Wednesday morning, not filled with rain and snow. It's actually quite nice out. I Draw Slow, thanks for spending the time here this morning. Great to have you here.
It's great to be back.
You all are playing this evening at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall in West Asheville, and then you head to Nashville tomorrow night for a show there with Uncle Earl, then back to Merlefest. Come back to Merlefest, I think, for your second time?
It's our second time. Yeah, we're really, really excited.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. What was your first experience of Merlefest like?
We'd never seen a festival that's so well run.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Coming from Ireland. I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to throw shade at Irish festivals, but there's more people falling around at Irish festivals, put it that way.
Falling around? They go from falling around to following you around.
There you go. There you go.
Fest here. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I was going to ask, comparison between the Irish festivals and here. And, well, there's one of them, but...
You wouldn't get a festival at home where there was a completely dry festival. I've never... Never seen the like of it.
Right. Yeah. Like Merlefest is. No alcohol on site, those planning on going.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know it's great. It actually works.
Cause it does.
It's really more about the music. Although we did have to ask about 15 times whether they were serious, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. So in other words, people actually are there to pay attention to the music.
Absolutely. Yeah. As it should be. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also means the queues for the restrooms are a lot more manageable.
Ah.
Yes.
You're right. You're right.
Some things you don't think
of. Well, among the nice reviews written about you all, it was one of the interplay between you and the audience. That's something that some acts have, and it comes naturally, and some acts don't. So I'd imagine that what that maybe means is that, you know, you guys work with the audience, and the audience might call out and hoot and holler, and it kind of fuels your set. But, you know, at a so-called dry event, maybe it's more quieter and stuff, but still.
No. Actually, no, we didn't have that experience.
No, it was pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Because the music brings it out.
Because a lot of people have spoken to us since about the gig we played in the dance tent and how the atmosphere was really heightened.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just a lot of people getting into the music, including ourselves. So, yeah, no, that was great.
Cool. All right. Congratulations on this new release. It's your fourth one.
Fourth album.
And I think we're missing a couple, or one of them. We have Red Hills, White Wave Chapel, wonderful albums.
Yeah.
Was there some, like...
Well, the very first album we did was called Downside. We recorded that in Conrad's kitchen in Wicklow in about 2009, maybe? 2008? Mm-hmm. And we all just went around one mic and did it like that, and we were trying to get that real sort of authentic old sound, and we didn't have any money, so that was the way to do things.
Yeah, it was a nice confluence of factors
and
there.
We kind of did everything in-house, and we didn't, it was only released in Ireland, but it has a little life of its own, you know, it kind of does its own thing, and there's still some songs on that, like Little Switzerland and Lighthouse Daughter, that we still play.
Okay. Yeah, well, no wonder it's not one that we have in our collection here.
Yeah.
And actually, now that I remember, when you guys were last here, did we chat a little bit about some other band that some of you used to be in way before I Draw Slow? Some sort of funk band or something?
That's right, yeah.
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 Folks, he's looking at me like, why did you bring that?
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of my roots.
Well, you know, I mean, we were talking about this the other day. I think it has actually brought something to the performance element of what we do, because when you're a funk band, it really is all about dancing and moving and getting the audience going.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we've brought some of that across into I Draw Slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the new release is out on Compass Records, Turn Your Face to the Sun. We're chatting with Louise and Dave Holden, and the bassist is Conrad Liddy, whose kitchen was the home for that first recording. Mm-hmm. And we have Adrian Hart on the fiddle, and we have Colin Durham on the banjo, tuning it up just right as they launch into another tune, if you're ready.
Yes, we're going to try a tune called My Portion. When the morning comes and I wake up miles away, any other day it's all the same, all the same. With the rising sun there's a hunger born again. Put out the flame. And the shortest road to the sunset doesn't turn. It's what I gotta learn every day, every day. Just a few more miles to point of no return. Ooh, the way is plain. I'm
strength be my portion. Take away my pride so I never have to lose. Never gonna lose or play the game. Desire, so I never have to choose.
A song called My Portion, the second song on the new live record from I Draw Slow, visiting us from Dublin, Ireland, currently on tour here in the States. They're playing this evening at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall in West Asheville. I did not write down what time that show starts, but, pardon?
Eight thirty.
All right, good.
We had a lovely video for My Portion as well that we just made.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did it, a friend of ours did it off Achill Island. Where he's out in the Atlantic in the very cold sea. It's just come out. It's beautiful. So.
All right, great. And you've got a neat video for Carolina, too, that you recorded some time ago.
Carolina. Did we do a video of Carolina?
Was that a live performance video, was it?
Well, it was supplemented with some kind of dramatic footage, I thought, of in a shop and all.
Oh, that might have been. Do you know, a couple of times down the years, people have taken tunes of ours and made videos and put them up on YouTube. And we don't always get to see them. I wonder, Whoa. Is there one floating around? Because there's a few floating around.
Yeah.
Where people have kind of, I don't know, felt inspired, which is great.
Yeah. Is that so? It's good?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thrilled,
good,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good, good. I want to kind of come back around that to in a moment to other people, how they interpret your songs. I got to say, I like on this new record how, of course, you have the lyrics, and we appreciate that because your songs are like poetry. Well, they're wonderful stories. Yeah, I'm thinking the song about the captain, or the song, all these great characters. So it's nice to read about the stories. You know, you learn about it differently than hearing it in the song. Mm-hmm. So I like the lyrics, but I like how you have like a little one-line description before each song. I don't know whose idea that was, but Dave pointed to his sister there.
Well, one of the things that people have often said to us about the live shows down the years is that they appreciate the fact that we always give a context to the song before we sing it.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, you're listening to a song and you're kind of trying to figure out as you go what it's about. So that little kind of a blurb seems to help people guide them in the listening. So that's why I thought it might be nice to actually incorporate that onto the sleeve.
It's really nice. The
like
line.
Little haikus.
Mm-hmm. They're like haikus.
Yeah.
I was thinking they're like tweets almost. But
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
haikus
is okay,
much classier, maybe. More artistic.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll read the one for the song you all just heard. The song's called My Portion. And all roads lead to our addictions. Some take the shortest route. And so I was reading a review from an author. I can't remember the author's name or the magazine where it was written, but it was lovely descriptions of your songs, his or her interpretations of them. And I wouldn't say they conflict with the haikus or descriptions or the interpretations I get, but they were certainly, I guess, embellishments and kind of going down a different route. And, you know, different mm-hmm. people interpret the songs. Has anyone ever come up to you afterwards and say, oh, I love the song about blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's so much about the story of such and such. And you're like, that's no. not at all what I had in mind. Yeah. Has that ever happened?
Did you never say that?
Well, I'll tell you what did happen one time was that we one of the songs we're about to play next called Same Old Dress Will Do, we'll be doing it after, and we sang it at a gig one night in Sisters in Oregon, and afterwards this guy came up to me and he said, I really love the lyrics of that song, it really touched me, is there any chance that I could get a copy of those lyrics? So I got his email address, and when I went home I wrote them out, because I hadn't actually written them out anywhere, I wrote them out and I sent them to him, and he got back and went, no, I don't think this is the same song. So I don't know what he was hearing, but it wasn't what I was singing.
You know, that kind of happens here with us radio hosts. Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, differently, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, that Sisters Festival in Oregon is another wonderful festival. You guys know how to pick the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know you're going to be at the Red Wing Festival in July that our friends at Steel Wheels put together.
Yeah, they're friends of ours. Yeah, we were there last year, the year before.
Yeah, 2 years ago,
Really good festival, festival.
I've yet to make it up myself, but they're just out of our range.
Nothing's out of our range, unfortunately.
Yeah, well.
Almost WNTW is out of our range, actually, but today. But
yeah. Y'all do a lot of traveling. I mean, that's part of the game, right?
It is. Actually, to be honest, we enjoy it. We have a good time in the van. We listen to a lot of music. We talk an awful lot.
Yeah.
Good.
And we got a new little Wi-Fi router in the car, which has changed our life. Now we can tweet each other and text each other even though we're sitting right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, great.
We're incredibly close.
No, that's funny. So you're going to do that maybe after tonight, because you go to Nashville tomorrow, and then you swing back to Wilkesboro, which is on the eastern end of our radio. Who does your booking anyway?
Yeah, we're with the beautiful Quicksilver Productions, and I won't hear a bad word said about that. No. Martha Fearless.
That would be Martha. Hello.
Yes, that's right.
And so you guys will be at Merlefest, like I said, on Saturday for a set or two, and then back around in July for, I think you have a house concert too in Hickory. Our friend Bob Sinclair.
I think so.
Hosting you guys.
There's a lot going on at the moment because we're launching it at home next week. And so we're dealing with everything as it literally comes up. It's really busy at the moment. It's great. There's loads going on.
Good.
But we're falling behind.
We're
getting on top of it now. But we'll do better. We promise.
We'll focus on the present, right?
Let's focus on the present.
Mindfulness.
Exactly.
It's I Draw Slow, quintet from Dublin, here in Studio B with another great song.
Thank you. It's called Apocalypso.
We're kissing at the gates of hell, but we're ringing like an old bass bell. We're gonna be the last ones through, honey. You know I couldn't give a damn if I'm holding hands with you. So let's go swimming with the oars, singing as the ships capsize, waving with the moon, let's go, honey. You know we're never gonna learn if we don't already know. Maybe another boy and girl.
your side, maybe. I'll see you on the other side of time, baby. There's no need to say goodbye, surely. I'll see you on the other side of time, maybe.
Cool ending for that one, Apocalypso on WNCW. And yet, speaking of endings, I mean, who knew a song about the apocalypse could be so happy,
so
and
happy,
cheery?
Yeah, the ending, what we're trying to do with that ending is it's supposed to be like the musical equivalent of getting sucked back into the singularity. So the whole,
oh,
there you go, in the world.
Nice. Clever. Cool, cool. It, who wrote that? A joint effort?
Self and Dave, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then the lads did all their beautiful instrumentation.
Yeah, oh, it's just wonderful. Yeah, I love it. I love Adrian Hart's part on the fiddle there. It's everything about it. And the name, too. You trademarked that, Apocalypso. Has that been invented before?
That's turns brilliant. Out it's not original. I looked it up. Oh. There's a ton of songs out there called Apocalypso.
Someone asked me for the title there for a video we did at Pickathon. So I was like, how do I spell this again? And I looked it up and there's about three albums called Apocalypso, about five songs.
And they're probably Calypso albums, which would make more sense.
Maybe. Or dystopian themes or something.
H.G. Wells, whatever.
Dystopian Calypso. That'll be your next theme. Well, you all, especially being from as far away as Ireland, you have such a great grasp of the region here, geographically, you know, mentioning all these wonderful towns and hollers, like Little Switzerland and all. Your love for the region shows, your old-time background and all. Your songs that you write, they're obviously very original. I mean, they come from you, but also everything an artist makes kind of is borrowed and inspired from elsewhere. Are there any particular artists or genres that really kind of you listen to them in the van and the long rides, and then that's what gets the juices going to get a song?
Just as we pulled in there, we were listening to Kermit the Frog sing, what's that song?
The Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow Connection,
someday
yeah.
You'll find
then
it.
This will show you what we do. And then before that, I think we had Kendrick Lamar. And before that, we had Waylon Jennings. And then before that, we had Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah,
so it's...
It's eclectic.
It's pretty much... We like lots of different types of music.
That's in terms of influence, though, obviously, we listen to a lot of old time and a lot of country. A lot of country.
Yeah, we were at Davidson College before this, and we got to... we're teaching in old time to a class of people doing, which was pretty amazing.
That was it. Where?
At Davidson College.
Great.
And they have a great class on Southern Appalachian old time songs. And so they got us in to teach people in North Carolina to play old time, which is great fun.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay.
Really?
Let's do it.
It was pretty great, though, because at the end, a lot of the students had brought along their instruments, so the guys taught them a bit of an old-time tune, Great Big Taters, and there was, at one point, about 15 or 20 people in the room all playing, and it sounded great.
Yeah, it was an amazing really good experience, yeah.
Do you all do that back home, too?
No.
No?
That's the first time we've ever done that.
I would think there'd be some amount of an old-time community. And,
well, there is kind of now, yeah. It's starting to build a little bit, but this was just... We played a show that night as well. It was kind of part of the whole... package. We do the class and talk about various different things, but it was really good fun.
Good. We're talking with I Draw Slow here on WNCW. The new album is on Compass Records, and Brian Masterson is the new producer for you guys, right?
He actually did the last album as well.
But he's
worked with all sorts of people in the past.
Yeah, Van Morrison, the Chieftains, I know those anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And Planxty was very involved in that. So
okay,
he was there when it all kicked off back in the '70s.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, and he's like a wise old sage.
He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Or something.
He is.
Is he?
He's our folky one Kenobi.
Good, good. And this was recorded at a house in County Wicklow, is that right?
Well, yeah. A studio, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a house studio. We brought in our equipment and did it down in a place called Dalgany in Wicklow. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
Just looking out onto the rhododendrons and stuff. It was really, really nice.
Nice.
Really nice. Nice way to record. And we did it all, even though we did want to kind of up the production values in this. We brought in brass and stuff like this. This one actually was recorded even more live than the last one. We kind of captured the whole thing, vocals and all, nearly in one go over a weekend, and then we just added little brass things and stuff like that afterwards. So it was a really enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm. And not to get back too much to thinking too much about the future, but what does the future hold? Are you already thinking about the next album?
No.
You got brass on this one. Next, you're going to be electronica or
no, a theremin. No, no, we're not even okay. Not even nearly there yet. No, no.
Nope.
I think my head would explode if I started that. Yeah.
Well, we don't want that.
No.
Because you got a busy schedule. And we love you. I Draw Slow here at WNCW. We'd love to get one more before you head on up to West Asheville.
We would love to do one more.
All right.
You're just going to keep.
A song called Same Old Dress Will Do.
Bring on the magic, all that old-fashioned love, and turn your rags to riches. 'Cause oh, when we come, we're gonna bring out the sun and roses from the ditches. Fauna, flora, lay before you the way is paved with wishes. And here comes my girl, all dressed in promise. She takes the old world, she makes it brand new. It's hard to believe she's making. But darling, I do. We can have a Sunday, they're gonna give us July. My song's the invitation. The sons and the daughters, the blood and the water, old friends and new relations. Dressed in promise.
another new tune from I Draw Slow on their new release, Turn Your Face to the Sun. Promise me, every time you make an album, will you always at least include one waltz? Like you do. That's just beautiful. Love it.
So good.
Thank you.
You don't have to promise. You know. You'll go where the
promise.
Muse takes you.
I think we can promise that.
Yeah.
Good. They promise to perform at Isis tonight in West Asheville, and then tomorrow night over in Nashville with Uncle Earl, other favorites
really,
of ours.
Really excited. Mm.
Yeah, fun. That's a good pairing, you two. I mean, you're different,
fans.
And yet it's going to be a nice synthesis, I think. And then you're playing at Merle Fest on Saturday. You're not the only Irish act that'll be there, at least Celtic act. The Transatlantic Sessions is happening.
That's right,
It's their first time out of the UK, I think.
I know,
Launching off the tour. They're mostly Scottish musicians, Ali Bain and a few others.
I think there's some Irish ones in there. I think I heard Declan O'Rourke was in there.
Okay.
And obviously then Mike McGoldrick maybe.
Oh, he might be there too, It's a real revolving door.
It is, It's great though.
James Taylor. Stateside here and a few others as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, have a great time there and at all the other places. Thanks for coming in again.
So thrilled to come back. Just my daughter calls this Wadio, North Carolina Wadio, because she sees the sticker the whole time and she thinks that's what it stands for. So she was excited to hear we were coming back.
Yes.
To Wadio, North Carolina Wadio.
All right. Well, cool. Western North Carolina Wadio. All right. And live sessions in Studio B here on WNCW are brought to you by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.